And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate here with you, sitting in for Dr. Savage. Honored to be sitting in for Dr. Savage, who's getting some well-deserved R&R. But let's face it, he's got so many things going on. He never does R&R. He probably doesn't do R&R well. but he will return. But right now, I'll be here with you this afternoon for the next 3 hours. And, of course, we want you to take part in the conversation. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage, you are at the home of borders, language, and cultures, and also Diseases Without Borders, Dr. Savage's new ebook, which will be available soon, Boosting Your Immunity Against Infectious Diseases from the Flu and Measles to Tuberculosis. We'll talk more, a lot more about that later, but we have a lot to bring you. Rick Santorum is out. Rand Paul is out. Scott Brown endorses Donald Trump. Get a little bit of local flavor as we head into New Hampshire, steamrolling into New Hampshire. But the big news of the day is that, at least on the political scene, Donald Trump is back. Donald Trump, you know, maybe took a little shot in the gut the other night by coming in second to Ted Cruz, but he is back with a vengeance. He is back to the Donald Trump we love. And it only took less than 24 hours for him to inhale and rip into Cruz, calling him a fraud, saying that he stole Iowa, and tweeting, as we know he can only tweet, no holds barred. He's not lying down. He's standing up for who he is. He is being Donald Trump. He is being true to his own spirit and making his own destiny and not caving. The Hollywood crowd mocking and being all snarky in their comments, both online and in the news just yesterday. CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox gloating with their indirect and sometimes very direct barbs at him. Donald Trump said, made a statement about maybe it was a mistake to miss the Fox News debate. Now today he's doing a take back on that. Bam. That's why his supporters love him, because no holes barred. So we're going to talk a lot about that coming up, and of course talk with you about it as well, and all things pertaining to New Hampshire and the upcoming primary, and then Nevada after that, the first primary, actually. You know, let me just say this quickly about Iowa. If Iowa was like the second election, if it was the third or the fourth, or if it was part of Super Tuesday, which comes on March 1st, nobody would care. Because it's the first one is the only reason anybody cares. For those of you who don't know, our illustrious president visited a mosque today outside of Baltimore. And we're going to talk about that. We'll even play you some sound from it. It basically was an infomercial for Islam. I found it very troubling. I was watching it on Fox. They cut away. CNN, of course, ran with the whole thing. A lot going on here. Wolf Blitzer kissing up to Obama, calling it historic. You know, everything with Obama is historic. Yes, technically the first time an American president has visited a mosque, but please. It was an infomercial for Islam. He was lecturing non-Muslims in America. When was the last time this guy ever stood up for Jews? When was the last time he ever stood up for Christians? But I've got a lot to say about that, and we'll talk about that as well. And then there's a thing that you'll only hear here on the Savage Nation is Hillary's emails. Has it been forgotten? Are they gone? It came out yesterday. It was in the New York Post, and maybe some other media outlets picked up on it from the New York Post. Her emails included CIA officers' names. Come on, putting people's lives in jeopardy. A senior intelligence official says it, and I quote, "It's a death sentence." You don't hear anything about this. The media is doing right now in 2016 what they did for Obama in 2007 and 2008, and that's running interference. Disingenuous is the kindest word I could use here on A Savage Nation. It is truly reprehensible what is going on with the media. So we have that and a lot more coming up for you. Truly an amazing day as we, you know, get our mojo back. Trump's got his mojo back. Rubio, a surprising third place finish. They're making a lot of it. Cruz won. You know, he won by a couple of, what, 3 or 4 percentage points over Donald Trump in Iowa the other night. I will say right here on Dr. Savage's show that Cruz will not be the nominee. Remember, it was Santorum. It was Huckabee. Iowa, you know, they just don't know how to pick them good early. They fall for that whole praise Jesus thing is what they do. So as we head towards New Hampshire, we have Cruz, we have Trump, we have Rubio. Rubio's turning a bronze medal into some type of platinum award. The establishment has kicked Jeb Bush to the curb. Boy, talk about... you know, not kissing you goodnight, if you know what I mean. Jeb Bush, the establishment's choice for 2016, never got into the groove, never scored well with people. He's the guy, like, you'd like to have him at your house for a barbecue and chat with him in your yard, but, you know, you don't want him running the country. Trump mocked him and hit him over the head numerous times with his verbal sledgehammer, calling him no energy and really belittling him on the national stage in many of those debates. Jeb Bush hasn't pulled out yet, but he's going to be gone soon, especially now that the establishment has turned their back on him and they are embracing Marco Rubio. He is the new kid in town. And it's funny that the media is embracing Marco Rubio on the Republican side, in my humble opinion, for this reason. He's not Trump. That is the only reason they are embracing him. This is the year of the anti-establishment candidate, but, you know, nobody on the Hill likes Cruz. I wonder if his own family members even like Cruz. He's just not likable. A lot of snake-like qualities when it comes to Cruz. So, and they have even a more of a disdain for Trump. So, what are they left with? Rubio. So now they're going to make him the poster child, the comeback kid, and all of this type of stuff. Let me tell you, with all that support behind him, Rubio will keep it interesting. He got the media on his side. He'll keep it interesting. But if he's the nominee, well, say hello to President Hillary Clinton. Because, let's face it, Sloppy Bernie in his seersucker suit, even though he gave her a run for her money in Iowa, finishing, what, 0.3 points behind her, is not going to do, is not going to be the nominee either. Cruz is not going to be the nominee on the right. Sanders is not going to be the nominee on the left. Trump still stands a great chance. He's going to run the table, I think, upcoming New Hampshire, upcoming Nevada, and then Florida, and then Super Tuesday. Cruz will fade. And it'll become a two-man race between Rubio and Donald Trump. But the media, of course, yesterday was just counting him out. Everybody likes to gloat over Donald Trump. It's funny, I get emails from people and I have conversations with people who are gloating over Donald Trump. And I say to them, you're Hillary. Are you kidding me? It is a truly amazing phenomenon that Donald Trump is living rent-free in the brains of the media. He's living rent-free in the brains of those on the left. And trust me, he has the Hillary campaign very concerned. They won't say it on the surface. They won't talk about it. They'll just dismiss him as a reality show host. Actually, Cruz's spokesperson today said reality has hit the reality star or some snarky comment like that. Talk to Rick Santorum. Talk to Mike Huckabee and see what's going on with those guys and how they feel about winning Iowa. They would trade it all. They'd give back Iowa if they could have gotten that nomination. Which, by the way, as a sidebar, Rick Santorum is going to announce who he is endorsing. Does it matter? You know, he's a straight-laced, stand-up guy. You got to respect the fact that he is true to his convictions. But does an endorsement matter? I don't know. But when it comes to New Hampshire, I want to talk with you at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. John Kasich. Remember this name. Does it matter? No, he's insignificant, okay? But John Kasich has done 91 town hall meetings in New Hampshire. He was not even on the ballot at the Iowa caucus, okay? Think about that. Not even on the ballot. You don't even hear a mention of it because everybody knows he doesn't stand, you know, Snowball's chance in hell to win the nomination. But what does he stand for? Does anybody even know where he's from? The listeners to the Savage Nation, Dr. Savage's listeners, most intelligent in broadcasting, you know, he's from Ohio. He's the governor there. He is a very popular governor in a blue state. Watch for them to put him as the VP nominee. That's why he is hanging around. He will not say he's running for vice president, but trust me, he is running for that. They need Ohio. And without John Kasich, I don't know if they, even with Trump at the top of the ticket, I don't know if they can get Ohio. That remains to be seen. That's a long way off, but it's a sure thing if they've got John Kasich on the ticket. But before we go to break, I just want to say Donald Trump is back, and he is back with a vengeance. He is calling out Ted Cruz for what he is, a fraud. And, well, did he steal Iowa? I don't know, but he did do a lot of nefarious campaigning. I know all's fair in love, war, and elections, but Donald Trump tweeted out when he finally got his fingers going again, and I quote, "During prime time of the Iowa caucus, Cruz put out a release that Ben Carson was quitting the race and to caucus or vote for Cruz." And come on, Cruz knew that was going on. They're trying to put it off on some flunky in Iowa who was running the campaign over there or running a voting place. Donald Trump also tweeted out, and I quote, "Ted Cruz didn't win Iowa. He stole it. That is why all of the polls were so wrong, and he got far more votes than anticipated." Bad, with an exclamation point. He's not done there yet. He's ripping them apart. He talked about the violation mailer, that was sent out by the Cruz campaign trying to shame people into voting. Truly astonishing. This is the Donald Trump that his supporters love. This is the Donald Trump that you know comes on Dr. Savage's show, The Savage Nation, and he's blunt, no holes barred, no filter, no PC. And that's why he has this support without spending a lot of money. You're listening to The Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, in for Dr. Savage. Of course, get all of your news from michaelsavage.com. You definitely want to check it out all the time. It's updated 24/7. Keep the Twitter at A Savage Nation. And, of course, check out Government Zero. But also coming up soon, we've got right now the ebook, Diseases Without Borders, Boosting Your Immunity Against Infectious Diseases from the Flu and Measles to Tuberculosis. Which, by the way, Dr. Savage, when he returns, he is going to be giving you a very detailed insight into the Zika virus. It's funny with the Zika virus. That actually affects people. This is something that affects people. People don't care about things that actually affect them. But, you know, politics in Iowa, politics in New Hampshire, they care about. It's like a virus is something that could spread like wildfire, and that's when people will start caring, and that's when it's going to be too late. So that's why you have to listen to Dr. Savage when he comes back. He's going to be talking about it. And, hey, he's the only talk show host in the nation who has a PhD in epidemiology and nutrition and sciences from the University of California at Berkeley. So he's the man who's going to be talking about it. But right now, I want to talk with you, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Santorum, you're gone. Rand Paul, you're gone. Trump, you're back. As we'll be right back here, my name is Lou Pate on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. Remember, you can check us out on Twitter at A Savage Nation, michaelsavage.com, which we're going to get to in a moment. And, of course, check out the good doctor on Facebook, the Facebook page for Dr. Savage is the one with the book, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. So you'll want to go to that one. There's numerous ones there. We do appreciate the fans putting up sites for Dr. Savage, but his site is the one with Government Zero on there. Craig, Frank, Stephen, Jacob, and others who are generous enough with your time to call us here, please hold. We're going to get to your calls. But first, I want to comment. If you go to michaelsavage.com, right-hand corner, there is a story there. It says, shocking footage shows Arab immigrants assaulting German train passengers. Why this is important is because it's something that's not being found in the traditional media. Okay, you're not hearing it on CNN. You're not hearing it on MSNBC. You're not seeing it in your local papers. You got to dig on the internet for it, or listen here to the Savage Nation with Dr. Savage to find out these things. Immigration is Donald Trump's strong point. It's what kicked down the door. Well, he's got a lot of strong points, but it's one of his many strong points that kicked down the door to his candidacy and woke up the nation that he is just more a billionaire reality TV star, and he actually has great ideas and leadership quality. Okay? And he was focused on, he made the comment about Mexicans, which threw liberals into a tizzy. A flash ahead, you've got the Paris terrorist bombing, you've got what happened, the terrorist attack in San Bernardino, and now we know about the Syrian refugee problem with the Muslims coming over the border, raping and pillaging like they're the Vikings. And if you go to michaelsavage.com, click on the story, it'll connect you to the Daily Caller, and it shows the footage. It's Arab immigrants accosting two people. And they're elderly. And why were they doing it? Well, these two elderly people stood up for a young lady who was on the same train with them that these Arab immigrants, these Muslim animals, were sexually groping. So the two people, decent human beings, German senior citizens, stood up, and they got pummeled for it. This is what's taking place. These are things that will eventually take you, because the fungus, the cancer that is Islam, will eventually cross the ocean. It's already crossed the ocean, but it'll cross the ocean in droves the way it's going into Europe right now. MichaelSavage.com. Check it out. Arab immigrants assaulting German train passengers. Your calls when we come back here. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage on The Savage Nation. You are listening to The Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, the home of Diseases Without Borders. Dr. Savage's new ebook. You want to check it out, go to MichaelSavage.com. The hard copy or the actual book will be out soon. We'll have those dates for you. Just an ebook. I'm sorry. It's just an ebook. I apologize. I get ahead of myself sometimes. Although I get all my news online, I still like to hold a newspaper, so I like to hold a book. But it is an ebook. Diseases Without Borders, Boosting Your Immunity Against Infectious Diseases from the Flu and Measles to Tuberculosis. Check it out on MichaelSavage.com. Let's get to the phones. Stephen, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
How are you?
Hey, Stephen.
I just was listening to your opening monologue, and I find it really hard to believe that Trump is the only one on the Republican side that, if he gets the nomination, can beat Hillary Clinton. I just look at how the mainstream media is kind of being silent about him, and I really just think they're holding back, waiting to see if he actually gets the nomination, and then they'll just unload and destroy him.
Okay, well, first things first. What could they possibly be holding back that we don't know about Donald Trump already? We've got divorces, we've got bankruptcies, we've got eminent domain that they have thrown everything at him already, his hair even, his children. What else could they possibly have?
Well, it might not be something new, but you've got to imagine people from his past will come out of the cracks and be a lot more vocal about things he's done. I mean, like the long list you just mentioned, that's just scratching the surface.
No, but that's already happened, Stephen. When he announced in June that he was seeking the presidency, nobody took him serious. When he made his comments about immigration and Mexicans, it lit a fuse on people like myself and Dr. Savage in America, the silent majority, and who have been pretty much oppressed by the Obama dictatorship. And then that movement began to grow. Still the mainstream media, Democrats Wisconsin Republicans didn't take it serious, and then it just it continued to grow, and then they're like, hey, we've got to squash this. We've got to nip this in the bud, and they have tried. They have, I believe they have thrown everything at him that they have already. And to your other point, Stephen, who's going to beat Hillary? You think Rubio can beat her? You think Cruz can beat her?
Yeah, I think both of them could, yes. And I, first of all, I don't even think Hillary might get the nomination. She should be in prison.
I agree with you on that. We're kindred spirits on that. The media is not doing their job. The Department of Justice is involved in an investigation right now. In my opinion, they're being held back by the Obama administration from indicting her because people such as General Petraeus have faced charges for lesser crimes. It just came out last week. You know, more emails, 22 of them classified. If you look at the New York Post, there's a great article on that that talks about these emails and how I mentioned at the top of the hour, it's a death sentence. But Rubio's, he's not, you know, Christie called him a schoolboy. I'm down here in Florida. I'm in Delray Beach, Florida. This is Rubio country. Rubio peaked in 2012. Romney should have had him as a VP nominee because what? He's light-skinned Cuban. He doesn't even look Hispanic, so he's non-threatening to whites who might have a problem with that. His name Rubio doesn't even sound Hispanic. He actually is Hispanic, so he'll appeal to all the Hispanics, but for some reason, minorities in this country, Stephen, they'll vote for somebody based on the color of their skin, which probably has Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. rolling like a rotisserie chicken in his grave. Who's going to beat him? Chris Christie? He'll sit on him. That's all. That's all that's going to do. But thanks, Stephen, from calling from WJR Detroit. Let's go to Frank from my native land of WABC in New York. How are you, Frank? Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good. Lou, I take a position opposite to what this previous caller did. I think the guy that the media is building up is Rubio, and that is for the purpose of tearing him down. He will be very easy to tear down. He's got stuff in his past. He was arrested.
Wait, hold on. Let's not go there because you could heat of a presidential campaign. Come on, Frank, you could do better than that. Thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. I said that type of stuff, you know, that might have worked in the 1950s and 60s, but that's not going to stand up now. And it's unsubstantiated. This is the first I'm hearing of it. Heck, you could put in there XYZ is, you know, gay and it's going to come up. The times have changed on that. Those days are over. Let's go to the great KCMO, Craig. Thanks for calling the Savage Nation. Welcome. Oh, we lost Craig. If you hit a bad cell zone or something, give us a shout. Jacob from the great state of Texas, the great city of Dallas, and Dr. Savage's new affiliate, his old new affiliate, KLIF. Welcome. How are you?
I'm all right.
How can I help you?
Basically, straight to the point, I'm a young first-time voter. I'm 24. Basically, Donald Trump has made my interest, put my interest into the political world and all that stuff. I've been listening to Dr. Savage for about a year now, every day. No matter what, I got to listen to a show.
Well, on behalf of Dr. Savage and the team, we thank you for that. I appreciate that. Now, what about Donald Trump, Jacob, lit a fire in your gut, caused you to have an interest in politics? Because that's not easy to do with young people.
Right. Everyone my age is for Bernie Sanders, and it's pretty much to the left. My dad's always been a conservative Republican, so I've always been taught well on that part. But Donald Trump's just straight to the point. He's the man, you know. He puts off that persona.
So it doesn't, I mean, and this is not bad, it doesn't go very deep. You just like him.
Right.
And likability goes a lot towards electability.
Right. And Ted Cruz, to me, he looks like a vampire. He looks like
Jacob, thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. Welcome to the political fray. If you look at Ted Cruz, he says a vampire. When I see Ted Cruz, I think of the peristaltic movements of a snake. That's what it is, a really slimy snake. It is truly amazing. And, you know, it's funny. He says all of his friends, he's 24, his friends like Bernie Sanders, the huckster from the Lower East Side. Don't they realize that he wants to raise taxes $1.1 trillion? Don't they realize that he wants to make the tax rate 90%? Gosh, it's not even like that in Canada. Let's get back to the phones here on the Savage Nation. Lou Pate here with you. Check us out on Twitter at A Savage Nation. And, of course, dial me up right now. Why wait? 855-400-SAVAGE. Ann from WABC. Welcome, Ann. How are you?
Doing well. I'm just extremely frustrated. I really believe Donald Trump is the man. I'm as conservative as conservative can be. I'm pro-life. I want to overturn Roe v. Wade. No one is talking about that. But now there's a war on Donald Trump because he's not conservative enough. But let me just say this. We need to get a handle on this Muslim problem. We need to export radical Muslims. We need to investigate mosques. We need to shut down the terror training camps. We are in big trouble, and I believe Donald Trump is the only man that will expedite the process.
Listen, Ann, we are under attack by radical Islam. Radical Islam is as big a problem as is the failing economy. I don't know if you heard Dr. Savage the other day, but he had a brilliant monologue, which is now up on michaelsavage.com, Purists versus Pragmatists. And judging by the way you feel, I could feel your frustration, but I could also feel your passion. Do yourself a favor. Go to michaelsavage.com, scroll down, because it has been moved down, because other news items have come in. It's his monologue from the other day, brilliant, Purists versus Pragmatists, and you're gonna see yourself in his words on that, because if you go straight, if the Republicans go straight with this hardcore, you know, not bending, it's got to be a pure conservative. That's not going to play in California. That's not going to play in the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. It might play in the heartland, but you're not going to get enough electoral college votes to win the White House there. And so people are going to have to be a little flexible. They're going to have to bend a little bit. And let's face it, okay? Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, Roe v. Wade is not going anywhere. They use that fearfully every year. I'm not opening up a discussion on abortion. We don't have to go there. That's been had 1,000 times. All of these different issues that they say, you know, the war on women and women's rights. If George W. Bush got in there, or this one got in there, if any conservative gets in there, they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade. That's just used for political theater, for political fear. So Donald Trump, I feel, is the only candidate who can beat Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton will be, although she's running a little bit scared now. She's showing her fear. I'll talk about that in a little bit. She will be the inevitable nominee. The queen will be coronated, Anne.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree with you. I do. I agree with every point that you're making. And regardless about Roe v. Wade, you're absolutely right. And I consider myself a staunch conservative, but a pragmatist as well. And I think that this country needs a man like Donald Trump. We need a presidential guy. And yes, he is not politically correct, and he speaks sometimes from the hip. But you know what? It's about time that we have that. We need Donald Trump as a president, because this country is literally falling apart. And he respects the Constitution, and he respects everything about America. And I believe he loves this country, and he's a great businessman. And yes, he will talk to our enemy leaders to let them know that, look, we're America, and we have a military now, and we're not going to take your crap.
Well said, Ann. Thank you for calling from the great WABC. But really, check out michaelsavage.com, Purists versus Pragmatists. You're going to like what you hear. You're going to like what you read. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage. Follow him on Twitter at A Savage Nation. Of course, don't forget Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. Dr. Savage does have his new ebook out, Diseases Without Borders, but Government Zero is still there, making its way up the New York Times bestseller list, much to the chagrin of the liberals there. Your calls and more coming back. Lou Pate here with you in for Dr. Savage on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
Welcome back. It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He'll return tomorrow. And remember, you can pre-order Diseases Without Borders at michaelsavage.com. And while there, you can subscribe to the Savage newsletter and get the latest headlines at michaelsavage.com. And, you know, social networking is where it's at today. Michael Savage's Facebook, Dr. Savage's Facebook, is the one with his book, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. Before we get to the phones, I want to announce that Donald Trump, although the media is stomping and trying to stomp and trying to make him go away, has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. That's right. You heard it here on the Savage Nation. Donald Trump, who lost by a couple of percentage points in Iowa the other night, is back. He is attacking Ted Cruz. He's calling him a fraud. He is saying that he stole Iowa by his nefarious acts, by saying that Dr. Ben Carson had dropped out of the race, or his constituency has said that Dr. Ben Carson had dropped out of the race. The media had the field day at his expense yesterday, but he rose to the occasion with a very eloquent and sincere speech, short but sweet, to the crowd the other night in Iowa. And now he's back. He's back. He's got fire in the back of his throat, and he has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. This is something that's going to drive the left insane. They hate Donald Trump simply for the fact that he inhales oxygen, and it is truly going to be a thumb in their eye that he has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Of course, the rag that is the Daily News is saying, oh, the worst Nobel Peace Prizes in history have been Vladimir Putin, Adolf Hitler, and Donald Trump. Daily News. I used to deliver that thing as a kid. What a rag. Rag then, rag now, except for Bill Gallo's comments, comics. It is truly an amazing phenomenon, the way the disingenuous media is trying to prop up Ma Barker Hillary and not focusing on her emails, yet they're attacking Trump for being nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. When Obama was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, oh, the world sang. Actually, the late Christopher Hitchens said, oh, in Hollywood next year, they're going to give out the Oscars before they make the movies. That's a knock at Obama, basically saying he hadn't done anything yet. Truly amazing. Coming up in the next hour, you're going to want to keep it here at the Savage Nation, because your illustrious president went to a mosque today. Radical ties to that mosque? Well, we're going to talk about it in detail. His condescending speech to all Americans who are not of the Islamic faith, we'll talk about that as well. Truly amazing. It was an infomercial, 45 minutes long. I thought I was going to have to buy a product at the end of it. Let's get back to the phones, 855-400-SAVAGE, Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage. Skyler is calling from Utah. Welcome, KKAT. How are you?
I'm good. You said that Hillary Clinton is the inevitable Democratic nominee, and I simply have to argue that. I'm 20 years old, so I obviously fall into the group of millennials, and I'm telling you, those guys love Bernie Sanders, and that's a pretty big voting demographic.
It's huge.
I really
think him as the nominee. But I'm sorry, Skyler, go on.
No, I really see him as the Democratic nominee.
Okay, and you know what? I wish you were right, because it would be a gift. It would be a gift to the Trump campaign if Bernie Sanders was the nominee, because he doesn't stand a chance. I have more of a chance of being elected. You have more of a chance, Skyler. Why do you like Bernie?
Oh, no. I don't like Bernie. I'm saying my age group does. Oh, no.
What about your friends? Have any of your friends that you talk to directly, have they said anything?
Yeah, see, the thing is they love the idea of free this and free that, you know, and yeah, the idea is nice, but the problem is
do they? No, actually, the idea isn't even nice, because when you work for something and you earn it, you know, it's hard while it's going on, and sometimes it even sucks, but the satisfaction of once you get something that you have worked hard for, the reward is much better than somebody just handing it to you. Just quickly, Skyler, do they know that he wants to raise taxes through the roof so they can get all that free stuff, and that somebody has to pay for all that free stuff?
No, because the campaign, their whole deceit tactic is, oh, it's only on the rich. It's a Robin Hood tax. He's the hero of the people.
Yeah. That's all that political correctness stuff. Skyler, thank you very much. Do appreciate it. Amazing. Remember, folks, They try to be politically correct because they think you're stupid. But political correctness is domestic terrorism. You are listening to The Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate. This is the home of Diseases Without Borders. That's Dr. Savage's latest ebook. Check it out at michaelsavage.com.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
For more than 1,000 years, people have been drawn to Islam's message of peace. And the very word itself, Islam, comes from salam, peace. The standard greeting is, assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. And like so many faiths, Islam is rooted in a commitment to compassion and mercy and justice and charity. Whoever wants to enter paradise, the Prophet Muhammad taught, let him treat people the way he would love to be treated.
And that coming from the president who won't say radical Islam, that coming from the president who won't say fundamentalist Islam. Welcome back. It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will return tomorrow. And remember, check out all things at michaelsavage.com, and you can pre-order Diseases Without Borders, the new ebook put out by Dr. Savage, and also subscribe to the Savage newsletter and get all your latest headlines there. And do not forget, this is the home of Borders, Language, and Culture, Government Zero, rising on the New York Times bestseller list. Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture, all of your needs at michaelsavage.com. I watched our illustrious president today flipping back and forth because Fox News left. It was abysmal to say what the spectacle, disgusting, at that mosque. He's at a mosque in Baltimore, the Islamic Society of Baltimore. Their former imam has ties not only to the Muslim Brotherhood, but Northern Virginia Mosque, where Anwar al-Awlaki had preached from. And if you don't remember who Anwar al-Awlaki was, he's the American-born Islamic militant, and he was a senior talent recruiter online. He was ahead of his time, bringing people to a radical Islam, and he was he's a terrorist. Is that the only way? That's the only thing I can say. We finally got him with a drone, I'm happy to say. But the spectacle at the mosque, I'm sitting there in my own home, and I'm listening to the president of the United States, my president, talk down to me and every other American as if we were in the classroom and a bunch of us were bullying one little Muslim kid. He was lecturing the nation on the issue of Islamophobia. Does he speak out for people of the Jewish faith? No. Does he speak out for Christians who are being slaughtered by Muslims? No. A little later, I saw Bernie Sanders on CNN say, well, the president's right. I don't do as good an impression as Dr. Savage of the huckster from the Lower East Side, but Bernie Sanders, oh, the president's right. More Muslims are being killed. Well, he left out that they're not being killed by Christians. They're not being killed by Jews. They're being killed by other Muslims. And it was a slap in the face. I was nauseated. It was repugnant. This speech, this disgusting speech from this disgusting man, Obama, in the White House. He never once said the word terrorists. He never once said the word terrorism. He never once said the phrase radical Islam. Instead, he chose, droning on for 45 minutes, which was basically an infomercial for Islam, he said, and I quote, organized extreme elements and organized extreme ideology. As you heard there in the clip, thank you for playing that, Robert and Jim, I appreciate it. Islam is rooted in peace and compassion. Well, who's doing all the bombing? Who's doing all the killing? Who's doing all the raping of little girls? It's truly an amazing thing. He actually went on to say, Muslims built the skyscrapers in Chicago. Muslims enrich our lives. They are scientists, entrepreneurs, sports heroes. And he cites Muhammad Ali and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Team USA members, policemen, firefighters, members of the armed forces. It went on and on and on. It was truly disgusting. President Obama, you are a disgrace. You are an embarrassment to our nation. You are an embarrassment to the freedom of religion. He said when one religion is attacked, all religions are attacked. That is not true. Because people are attacking Christianity and you don't stand up for them. People are attacking and killing Jews in Israel. One soldier was just killed today when two of them were attacked. Did I hear you speak out for them? There is no problem of Islamophobia in the United States, okay? You didn't hear him refer to the scourge of black-on-black crime in his homeland of Chicago. You didn't hear him refer to radical Muslims here in the country who are building and growing in numbers in a plan to take over various communities. You don't hear him talk about San Bernardino, and it was radical Muslim fundamentalists, the husband and wife crew who killed those 13 or 14 people at the Christmas party there. Truly an amazing phenomenon to get up there and then make jokes that Thomas Jefferson's enemies tried to say that he was a Muslim and then joke like, ha ha ha, like he's Shecky Green. Oh, I wasn't the first, you see. I'm in with good company. Let me tell you, if a Republican president ever said that and referred to himself as being in good company with Thomas Jefferson, the left-wing media would go after him and say, oh, yeah, you're in good company with a slave trader, you're in good company with a slave owner, you're in good company with someone who was having sex and producing children with a slave. That's what they would say. But since Obama said it, they won't say it. Again, they're politically correct, and as I always say, political correctness is domestic terrorism. Truly mind-boggling. I don't get angry, okay? I get in bad moods and stuff like that. But I broke my neck in two places a long time ago, and I was told I would never walk again. So for me, every step is a gift, every day is a gift, and I try not to get angry. But I was sitting there getting angry. This man sits there, he has the gall, he just lies. He doesn't care. And he lectures the nation on a phantom thing called Islamophobia. Truly amazing. Let's get back to the phones. D, on line 5 at WMAL in D.C., welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi. You know, I am so tired of this giant contradiction. I think we have a disease without borders in our government, in our body politics, and we have to find ways to eradicate ourselves of this plague, because that's what we're dealing with on a daily basis. It's out of control.
It is out of control, but what's more of a danger are people in this country, leaders in this country, the media in this country who allow it to happen, Dee. I mean, they're allowing them to come in, using the Syrian refugee crisis as an excuse, trying to give them all types of free stuff. They don't seem to understand, D, whether you are liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, white, black, soccer fan, football fan of the theater. They want you dead. They want you dead. They don't care. They don't even care if you're a Muslim. They'll kill you.
Mm-hmm. They create crises. That's the whole idea, so they can push their agenda forward.
It is truly amazing. But Dee, thanks for your call. We have to sit here in this country, okay, and listen to, you know, say, well, it's their culture. Like Sharia law is normal. You know, beating and killing, honor killings, not allowing women to show their face, not allowing women to learn. Children disgustingly being raped by Boko Haram. You don't hear anything in the media here. Yeah, a news story here and there once in a while. No, but if you say you don't like Hillary Clinton's shoes, there's a war on women. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. Let's get to Ralph. Ralph, welcome to WABC. How are you? From WABC, line 8, welcome.
President's song and dance over and over, Lou, and every time he speaks, I feel as though I'm sitting in the classroom with a big dunce cap on, and I'm listening to him just, you know, just talk about these issues that I very well know about. I know where I stand on every single thing that he says. I don't need him to lead me by the nose in any direction, but I will say this. When Ted, I'm not comparing it to the Muslim threat, to the extremist threat, but when I hear Ted Cruz talk about preaching, when he starts to preach God and he shoves his God, which not necessarily is my God, in my face, I feel almost the same way because I like a country that's free and clear of religious zealotry. I want to be able to believe what I want to believe and how I want to believe it and go about my business without unfettered, without this guy telling me, whether it be Cruz or Obama, how to believe and what to believe, Lou.
Hey, listen, Ralph, I don't know how the people in Iowa, not to get distracted, I don't know how the people in Iowa fell for that whole, he said, God, Lord is with us deal. He sounded like a cheap Sunday morning preacher who is just looking for you to donate to Jesus, Ralph. Donate to Jesus, and the Lord will help you through your next crisis. Yeah, thanks for your call, Ralph. I do appreciate it. I feel like I was being lectured as well. Hey, Adam, Bill, Josh, and others, do not go away. Lou Pate here with you on the Savage Nation. If you'd like to take part in the conversation, 800-400-SAVAGE, 800-400-7282. And remember, you can check out all things on michaelsavage.com and follow the good doctor on Twitter at A Savage Nation. And the latest ebook, you're definitely going to want to check it out. With this Zika virus going around, it's only going to get worse. Diseases Without Borders. You can go to michaelsavage.com and order it there. I'm still amazed that the Zika thing, people are, you know, no one's really paying attention to it. Most people don't know what it even is. And by the time they have to, it's going to be too late. Dr. Savage will talk in depth about that tomorrow. In the meantime, Lou Pate here with you on The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO-I-N.
Islam has always been part of America. Starting in colonial times, many of the slaves brought here from Africa were Muslim, and even in their bondage, some kept their faith alive. A few even won their freedom and became known to many Americans. And when enshrining the freedom of religion in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, our founders meant what they said when they said it applied to all religions. Back then, Muslims were often called Mohammedans. And Thomas Jefferson explained that the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, he wrote, was designed to protect all faiths. And I'm quoting Thomas Jefferson now, the Jew and the Gentile, the Christian and the Mohammedan.
All right. I'm getting nauseous here. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage. Check out Dr. Savage on Twitter at A Savage Nation. Of course, all things Dr. Savage on michaelsavage.com, including Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. And the latest, the ebook, you're definitely going to want to get this, Diseases Without Borders, Boosting Your Immunity Against Infectious Diseases from the Flu and Measles to Tuberculosis. Why? Because the Zika virus is spreading. How far will it spread? I don't know. But you should protect yourself early. And you got to learn how to protect yourself early, because by the time you decide you have to protect yourself when it's running rampant, it's going to be too late. Just a quick correction. Going into the break, I gave out the phone number, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I mistakenly said 800 instead of 855. I apologize for that. Hey, there's not a lot of 855 numbers out there, so even Dr. Savage's phone number is unique as his show, his website, and his books. We are talking about the illustrious President Obama going to a mosque in Baltimore, a mosque that has radical ties, most notably to Anwar al-Awlaki, the main recruiter, the Islamic militant who was killed by a drone. And nobody said, I wonder if they had to put away the radical Islamic weaponry, the radical Islamic pamphlets, if there was any in the house before he got there. The media does not tell you the truth about radical Islam, how they use mosques as safe houses, as they use mosques for places to have meetings full of hate and planning for murder of innocents. It is truly amazing how our own media doesn't want to report on it. And if you were listening to that soundbite of President Obama talking about how Islam has always been part of America, it's balderdash. As I said earlier, it's worth repeating. He said that Muslims built the skyscrapers in Chicago. I'm sure the iron workers of Italian, German, and Irish and Jewish descent would really agree with that. They are our scientists. They are our entrepreneurs. They are our sports heroes, police, fire. Well, what are the rest of us just doing here? Huh? We're just wasting oxygen. We're just space fillers. Islam, all the Muslims are taking taking care of all of us. They're building our buildings. They're saving us from fires. They're keeping us safe from crimes. They're entertaining us with sports and in theaters. And they are shining their compassion on us. What a bunch of balderdash. And listen to this tomfoolery from this guy lecturing us on a problem that doesn't exist, a.k.a. Islamophobia. Truly amazing. Scott, on line 8, the great KKAT in Utah. Welcome, Scott. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for letting me on. You know, there's a great misunderstanding, a great lack of education when it comes to what Islam actually is, okay? And I would venture to say between 90 and 95% of the American populace, including educated people, do not know the history or the politics of Islam. Okay? And this is where
the ones who know at least, Scott, are the ones who defend it the most. But enlighten, I mean, the Dr. Savage listeners know, but enlighten us further, please.
Well, I've read the Quran, and I've studied all of the history, all the way back to the split between Sunni and Shia. And I consider myself to be as much an authority on interpreting the Quran as any of them, since they don't have a clear leader ever since Muhammad died. So the problem is here, they have a couple of good religious tenets, but then they go a step further, and they try to enforce it by force, where if you don't believe in their religion, according to their law, Sharia law, then you must either pay a tax for not believing, or you're to be killed. So Sharia politics make Islam more of a political party than a religion. And that is the big understanding. I mean, it's not just the Hindu. This isn't Hinduism. This isn't Christianity where you practice your private religion. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. The ironic thing is Obama is calling and citing freedom of religion here, and how we have to be tolerant of a religion that has absolutely no tolerance for our faiths. Scott, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was short, but well said. I do appreciate it. Yeah, it is not a religion. It is more of a political movement. Couldn't have said it better myself. Lou Pate, in for Dr. Savage on the Savage Nation. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back tomorrow. And remember, you can check out all things Michael Savage at michaelsavage.com. I would encourage you, with the Zika virus spreading, to educate yourself and to pre-order Diseases Without Borders. And, of course, while you're there, if you have not already, you can check out Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture, rising rapidly on the New York Times bestseller list. And, of course, social networking is where it's at today. So check us out at A Savage Nation. And on Facebook, there's numerous sites out there, folks, that dedicated to Dr. Savage. And while we appreciate it, his site is the one with Government Zero, the cover of the book on there. So you want to check it out. In the meantime, check out the show right now. Lou Pate here with you, 855-400-SAVAGE. If you're just joining us, we talked about Donald Trump got the wind back in his sails today, calling out Ted Cruz, calling him a fraud, tweeting out that he stole the Iowa caucus, and he's back with a vengeance. He's not taking any guff. We also saw Rand Paul out, Rick Santorum out, and Scott Brown in for Trump, endorsing him, which, you know, people might, you know, they'll have different views on Scott Brown, but hey, he was elected up there. He also lost an election, but there are people up there that do still support Scott Brown. Even though he lost the last election, he has a lot of followers. And, you know, every little bit helps. So I think that was a good endorsement, for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he is back, and I think it's funny that I was watching CNN during the break, and they had Jeb Bush on. They say he's fighting for his life. Jeb Bush, you seem like a nice guy, but you're done. Go home. Your daddy can't buy you the presidency. Your brother can't buy you the presidency. Go back to your family. Have a nice life. Enjoy the riches. You're not going to be president, at least not this time around. But he's still hanging in there. Take a page out of Santorum's book. Take a page out of Rand Paul's book. And for those of you who don't know, Donald Trump nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. That one's going to be fun just to watch MSNBC try and talk about that. Because Obama got his, so why not Trump? Let's get back to the phones. Line 2, WABC in my original home. Adam, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I just wanted to tell you guys that, you know, what Obama's doing is they're shoving Islam down the American people's throat as if we have to accept it. We have no choice. But that's not what America is about, and it's like, it's so different. I mean, I'm a veteran. I served 7 years in the military. I got hurt. I don't even get the benefits I earned and deserve, but they want to give it to everyone else on our dime. You know, there's a reason why the government's doing everything they do, because they can't stand the American people having what we have and what no one else has. And no matter what they do, Islamists, these terrorists, they do not want us to live because they hate our way of life. There's no peace with them. You cannot have peace talks with them, and you can't have dialogue with them. That's just the way they are, and that's just it.
Adam, thank you for your call. I do appreciate it. Well said. Here's the deal. I've been hearing for 7 years that I, as a white male living in the United States, somehow have white privilege, that I am somehow racist, that I am somehow bigoted, that there is freedom of religion in this country. And yes, but if I want to, and then there's freedom of the press and there's freedom of speech. But if I want to use my freedom of speech to say something negative about a religion which I think is negative, or elements, the radical elements of Islam, which are negative, I'm not allowed to do that. I, and many other people out there, mostly the silent majority following Donald Trump now, we're tired of being name-called. We're tired of being bullied by Obama, who's on the wrong side of every issue. You saw it with Trayvon Martin. You saw it with Henry Louis Skip Gates, supposed to be so brilliant up there at Harvard. And what does he do? Yeah, cop asks him for his ID. He doesn't know how to do it. Oh, he starts screaming racism. I mean, it is true. America is tired. White America, and I don't want to get into a race thing, white Americans are tired of being called Islamophobic. We're tired of being called racist. We're tired of being called bigoted, because it's not true. And we don't need President Obama lecturing us on the alleged virtues of Islam. Okay? Especially when a lot of what he said is not true. Muslims did not build the skyscrapers of Chicago. Might that have been a Muslim construction worker or two? But yes, the overwhelming majority of the workers there were immigrants who came over from Italy. They came into New York. They came into Boston. And then they spread out to places like Chicago. You want to see, they're our athletes. Don't you want to cite Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Cassius Clay? Cassius Clay, who badmouthed Joe Louis? Cassius Clay, who was a draft dodger? Cassius Clay, who made racist statements? You could have Muhammad Ali. All right? Joe Frazier was always a better fighter anyway. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Helen. Helen, up in line 9, KUGN in Oregon. Hey, Helen, welcome to the show.
Hi. I have one comment to make. Obama's talking about how peaceful the Muslims are, how their whole shtick is peace. If that's the case, and let's just call them the good Muslims for the sake of argument, how is it that in the United States they're not doing anything to fight ISIS in this country, to fight the terrorists in this country? If they stand up for peace, why shouldn't they be doing something? I'm not hearing anything in the news or anywhere that they're going after ISIS people in the United States.
And Ellen, I think they probably
know where they are. I don't know what they do in the Middle East, because I haven't heard that either, but that's my point. Thank you.
Well, that's an excellent point. Thank you for your call. I think part of what your answer is in your question, and, you know, when your runner-up to your question saying that it's shtick. You know, they're all – peace is their shtick. Peace is their shtick. Now, I do think that law enforcement, there's, you know, good people in ICE and good people in DEA and FBI, and they are searching for terrorists around the country. Law enforcement, first responders, they're our friends, they're our neighbor, they could do it. A lot of times, though, they're handcuffed by the administration. The President of the United States, President Obama, will not acknowledge Muslim fundamentalist terrorism. He will not say the terms radical Islam. He will never blame all the death and destruction on Islam or radical Islam. He won't even say it. Again, in his 45-minute infomercial today, he called it organized extreme elements or organized extreme ideologies. It is radical Islam. It is radical Muslims. Okay? Again, political correctness is domestic terrorism, and we have our own president talking down to us like we're a bunch of misbehaving little kids who don't understand what the heck is going on in the world. Mr. President, you are the one who does not understand what's going on in the world because you're such an ideologue, you cannot see straight. You deny what's going on. You put blinders on to things you don't like. You say things, and like the old schoolyard expression goes, just because you say it does not make it so. And quite frankly, you look like an idiot, and you sound like an idiot. Except for those who still pray at you. They bow and they worship all things Obama, like that idiot on CNN, Wolf Blitzer.
The historic speech.
No. Guy gets up in a mosque where we know there have been nefarious people, Anwar al-Awlaki, linked to the former imam at this Baltimore mosque. It's funny, ironic, isn't it? I just thought about it, that he brings up, he does this in Baltimore. The murder rate since the riots last year has gone through the roof. I think it's up like 39%, the murder rate in Chicago. I mean, excuse me, Baltimore, it might even be higher. And that's the place he picks to lecture and give some condescending speech? Gosh, he really is not that bright. I'm waiting for someone to say, he's playing chess while the rest of us are playing checkers. Well, they like that one. Wes, line 6, WGOW in Tennessee. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Lou. I'm calling between Chattanooga and Knoxville right now, and I just wanted to bring up 2 points. I think the reason, in my personal opinion, that people are growing so anti-establishment, any party really, is because they realize that no party is bringing in all these refugees out of the kindness of their heart. They're doing it because there's two possible motives. They want the votes for Democrats and the Republicans want cheap labor, or they want to create all this chaos. They want all this to happen. That way, when it reaches its zenith, we'll reach up to the sky and say, government, please take care of us. And then they'll have more broader, overreaching powers, kind of like the Patriot Act after 9/11, like giving up your freedoms in the name of security. And then for the anti-establishment thing, Trump's picking up so much traction because he is an outsider, simply because of that. He might say crazy things, but he's still not one of them.
You make an excellent point, Wes, when you talk about it reaches critical mass. You know, they're trying to drive us insane from both ends. When it reaches critical mass, what if the people don't say, throw their hands up and say, help us, government? What if they say, we're done with you?
There could be a revolution.
Exactly. That's the next word that was going to come out of my mouth. Thank you, Wes. I appreciate your call. Revolution. I don't think the way America feels right now, okay, outside of San Francisco and New York and Miami and Boston and other places, the major cities, Chicago, Dallas, and so on and so forth, I don't think that everybody else is going to throw their hands up. They're going to say, you've blown it. You've totally blown it. And then you got like Bernie Sanders in there talking. He actually said that his socialism will builds on, and I quote, fantastic programs. Oh, Robert, do we have that clip number 15? I'd like to play that. I'll give you a second to pull it up. Bernie Sanders is saying my socialism builds on fantastic programs, and he cites the VA. Failed, the post office losing billions of dollars every year, and Medicare, which has been an abysmal failure. Do you have that, Robert? Please, clip 15. Thank you.
I think people understand that when I talk about democratic socialism, you know, we're talking about building on some fantastic programs that are so important to the American people. You know, Social Security, guess what? It's a socialist program. Medicare is a single-payer health care system for the seniors. I think it should be expanded to all people. You know, you got the post office, a great socialist institution, the Veterans Administration.
This guy's living in the dream world. You know where he's living? He's living in Obama land. That's where he's living. I'll tell you what, Bill, Andrew, Abraham, Ernie, don't go away. If you're holding, please give us a call. If you want to get in on the conversation, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Follow the good doctor on Twitter at A Savage Nation. Of course, Facebook, his page is the one with Government Zero, the book cover, no borders, no language, no culture. And tune in tomorrow. Well, you should tune in every day, but you want to tune in tomorrow because Dr. Savage is going to be talking about, his new ebook, Diseases Without Borders, Boosting Your Immunity Against Infectious Diseases from the Flu and Measles to Tuberculosis, and why the Zika virus is spreading, okay? And it's something that you're going to have to be prepared for. And Dr. Savage, well, he has a PhD in epidemiology, nutrition, and sciences from the University of California, Berkeley. He's the man who's going to be able to talk about it. You might not think it's important, but it is. Talk to people in Dallas where Ebola was starting to run rampant, and that tourist who came back and contracted the Zika virus through sex. Where is he, Robert? Dallas. So you want to keep it here on A Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage. Your calls, your comments coming back here on A Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow, and I encourage you to check out michaelsavage.com. There you can make a purchase of the ebook Diseases Without Borders, which Dr. Savage will talk about in great detail tomorrow. Remember, he has his PhD in epidemiology and nutrition and sciences from the University of California at Berkeley. And while we were on the break, it just came through. Governor Rick Scott, in the state of Florida, where I live, has declared a health emergency in four counties, being Miami-Dade County, which is the east coast of Florida, Lee, Hillsborough, and Santa Rosa County, which are on the west coast of Florida. So you see how these things happen. This is why you have to listen to Dr. Savage tomorrow, because he's going to talk about this in great detail and help us all understand it, because, quite frankly, I don't understand it. But Governor Rick Scott, again, of Florida, declared a health emergency. Four counties, that was just today, while we were in break. There's at least 9 cases of the mosquito-borne Zika virus and illness detected in Florida. Trust me, we've got mosquitoes and flies down here that'll carry you away and have you for breakfast. Now, the health officials believe that all of the cases are from people who contracted the disease while traveling to affected countries. With that, I again direct you to michaelsavage.com, and you can go there and you can hear Dr. Savage talk about and propose that all people who come from Zika-infested nations should not be allowed in the United States. And for that, I support as well. Let's get to the phones before the top of the hour, but as we go to the top of the hour, if you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to get to all of you, Bill, Andrew, Ronald, Abraham. Don't go away. In the meantime, let's check out from line number 2, KSFO, Grant, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. So I had heard a while back that Prime Minister of Turkey said that moderate Islam was insulting. It didn't exist. So there's just Islam. So if that's the concept, does that mean that there's really no radical Islam? Not too long ago, the former Mufti of Saudi Arabia also said that the belief system of ISIS was the same belief system of them also. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Grant, if that is what I think, I am being very kind, and I think anybody in the media is being extremely kind when you refer to everything that, all of the terrorism and all of the terrorist organizations, the beheadings, the rapes of little girls. I think we're being kind when we say radical Islam, because we're open-minded, it's America, giving the benefit of the doubt to the rest of the faith who remain incredibly silent on all these atrocities. But if Muslim leaders from countries like Turkey and other places want to refer to it and bunch it all together, that's their right to do so.
I agree. I think as a person, we can't judge the individual people, but as Islam itself, when you see that the things being done by ISIS are the things that have been done in history or in the Quran, then you have to not say that there's a radical or a moderate. It's Islam.
All right, granted, you're saying it's all the same thing. Thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. You're listening to the Savage Nation. Don't go away.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to The Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. I do appreciate your time here. We're going to continue taking your phone calls at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Of course, follow The Savage Nation on Twitter, at A Savage Nation. And go to michaelsavage.com, not only for your news of the day. It's like one-stop shopping. You can get Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture, and also the latest, the e-book, Diseases Without Borders, Boosting Your Immunity Against Infectious Diseases from the Flu and Measles to Tuberculosis. Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow, will be talking in depth not only about the book, but as it pertains to the Zika virus, which if you think you don't have to pay attention to, just finishing off the last hour, we talked about how Governor Rick Scott in Florida has declared a health emergency there in four counties. Three of them on the west coast of Florida, and one, Miami-Dade, right there in the southeast corner on the Atlantic side. Now, Dr. Savage has his PhD in epidemiology and nutrition and sciences from the University of California at Berkeley, so he knows what he's talking about when it comes to this, unlike a lot of the talking heads I see on TV who are, well, just filling air, we'll say, or blowing air. So keep it here for the Savage Nation tomorrow. Definitely a show not to miss, not that any of them really are. In the meantime, if you're just joining us, we talked about Rand Paul being out, Rick Santorum being out, Trump being back, really getting out the daggers, going after Cruz, calling him a fraud, saying that he stole the Iowa caucus. We've got all eyes now focused on New Hampshire. Rubio trying to keep the momentum from his third-place win, the strongest third-place finish in the history. I heard one pundit say he's turning a bronze win into a gold medal, or at least he's trying. But we also hear about people like Jeb Bush, who should step out gracefully before it becomes even more embarrassing. Various numbers have been thrown out there, but he paid like over $2,000 for each vote he received in Iowa. Kind of embarrassing. And what that is all the money that he spent on the ground, all the money he spent on TV and radio, and then the paltry amount of votes that he received, you know, comes out to, you know, give or take, there's different various numbers. They range from like 1,800 to 2,300. One on Newsmax.com said even as high as $5,200 for each vote. So it's truly amazing. Where does all this money come from? Think about it. There's a lot of money being floated around out there, and there's a lot of mystery money. Just for the Iowa caucus alone is for $4 million from outside sources, quote-unquote outside sources. What does that even mean? What is secret money to the candidates, outside sources? Back in 2007, 2008, the money was rolling in for Barack Obama. Small little denominations. Where was it coming from? Well, when they start to peel back the onion, it turns out it was coming from the addresses led to nursing homes and pharmacies and grocery stores and just an apartment building. You know, I have like 500 people living in there. Because, you know, nobody wants to pay heed to the law, whereas you can only give like up to 2,300. A lot of dirty politics, secret money going on out there, and people, you know, especially Hillary Clinton, who never saw a dollar that she wouldn't take from anybody, is taking part of that too. Bernie Sanders is actually trying to call her on that. He's, you know, he's above the fray. He wants all of your money, but he's pure. He says he doesn't even have a super PAC. He's gotten 3.5 million donations at $27 a piece, and that's how he is funding his campaign. Listen, the only reason that Bernie Sanders isn't taking any Wall Street money is because no one's offering it. If they offered it, he'd take it, just like Hillary Clinton has taken $15 million from Wall Street banks just for this campaign alone. So truly, the hypocrisy is just being lit up like a sign in Times Square. We also talked about Obama making a trip, a disgusting speech from a mosque outside the city of Baltimore, lecturing non-Muslims in America, a truly disturbing, unsettling, and repugnant speech. He sounded like a Harvard professor lecturing his students for beating up a student or bullying a student in the corner. Lecturing us on the virtues of Islam, how Muslims have built the skyscrapers of Chicago. For those listening on Dr. Savage's affiliate in WLS, I'm sure that your fathers, your grandfathers, and your great-grandfathers and uncles and aunts are going to appreciate to know that their city was built by Muslims. They had absolutely nothing to do with it, the immigrants who came over from Europe during that time. Truly an amazing phenomenon. A historic speech is what Wilf Blitzer called it. I say it's historic in its misinformation. Muslims are our firefighters. They're our police officers. They're our Olympians. They're our entrepreneurs. They're our scientists. They're our sports heroes. They're our armed force members, armed forces members. No one else has done anything if you listen to this speech. America, all of it was built by Islam. Never once did he say terrorists. Never. He referred to the terrorists as organized extreme elements, organized extreme ideologies. The speech was a 45-minute infomercial. Thought I was going to have to buy face cream at the end, but turns out probably he was selling was lube, but we won't go there. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Bill, calling in from Bakersfield, California, on line 3, KERN. Kern, welcome, Bill, to the Savage Nation.
Hey, you know, this promotion of Islam is very distressing by the guy in the White House, the resident there. If you look in the news, you know, people talk about how they hate Americans and hate our freedom and all this stuff, but they hate everything, apparently, because they're killing people all over the world. I mean, you have the Boko Haram in Africa, you got the Somalis next to Kenya there, you got all the infighting in Iraq and Syria. And then the latest thing I'm seeing here now is that ISIS is now threatening to seize the Libyan oil refineries when they go back to, you know, how they had the little uprising there supported by Obama and Hillary. You know, they say U.S. back. Well, that's Obama and Hillary.
Right.
And that was, became Obama's JV team that turned into ISIS.
That JV team's pretty good, huh?
Well, the thing is that they've been promoting this stuff themselves behind the scenes. I mean, that's why I think they let their ambassador get knocked off there in Libya along with the rest of the Americans, where they literally turned their backs on them. They had people ready to go in there and save them, and then they gave us all this baloney about everything else. But the thing is that Islam cannot coexist with freedom in America. It just, if they follow their own religion and Sharia law, there's no way that Islam can coexist in America as Americans, because America was founded on Judeo-Christian ethics. Now, none of the presidents that I know of promoted Christianity necessarily, but Jefferson actually did get a copy of the Koran so he could find out what kind of nut jobs these people are in their own book.
Yeah, that's what he was citing today. But yeah, no, Bill, listen, I hear the angst in your voice. I hear the frustration, and thanks for your call. And what Bill's feeling, what I'm feeling. Bill's feeling what a lot of millions of Americans, the silent majority, the Trump followers are feeling is, you know, stop labeling us, okay? Stop saying we're this. Stop saying we're this. We're bigots. We're racist. We're Islamophobic. We're stupid. We don't understand. He just said Islam cannot coexist in America. I'm paraphrasing what he said. Now, it cannot exist anywhere with anything else. It's Islam or die, or Islam or be dead. And radical Islam, that is what it pushes. Andrew, on WABC in my original hometown of New York, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Excellent call. Speaking of crazy books, Obama's book, Dreams of My Father, you'll learn about him, and a great book, Immigrants and Epidemics by Dr. Savage, we should all check out. But I want to ask adjunct assistant professor Obama, if the Muslim religion is part of the founding, why aren't there any historical mosques? Like you see historical churches, 150, 200 years old. And this is who Obama is. He's in his element, his anti-American, far leftist. Promoting Muhammad Ali is promoting a racist. He chose to go to
a draft dodger.
Right. He chose to go to all black church when there were people, not all the white Asians and Spanish people were racist against blacks. He knew that. And white privilege, which Obama and they preach, well, black privilege. Obama, in his book, he got into Harvard and those Ivy League schools, but he wrote he was so stoned and drugged out his senior year in high school, he doesn't even remember it. And when he went to Harvard, he became the law review professor, writer, head of that. Yet he wrote he didn't really go to class. Instead, he got stoned and went to the communist meeting.
Right. Now, listen, Andrew, the previous caller, Bill, just mentioned Obama's book, Dreams of My Father. He dreams of his father because he only met him twice, and once he doesn't even remember. So what is he writing about? His whole life has been a blueprint to get to where he is now. And it's all a farce. Going right back to him saying, back in June of 2008, I think it was June 29th of 2008, they're going to try to scare you and tell you that I'm black. Well, you're not. You're biracial. You're 50% white and you're 50% black. Okay, I've got liberal friends who say to me, you just say that because you don't want to take orders from a black man. No, it has absolutely nothing to do with that. It has to do with he's 50% white, his mother was 100% white, flaky hippy-dippy that she was, and his father was 100% black, and there goes your story. So I like to joke when people say I'm a racist, I say against Obama, I go, well, am I racist against white people or black people? Because he's both. But, Andrew, thanks for your call. I do appreciate it. I'll tell you, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Ronald, Dave, Tom, and others, do not go away. You are listening to The Savage Nation, the home of borders, language, and culture. And now, Diseases Without Borders, the latest email book by Dr. Savage. Tune in tomorrow. You're going to hear a lot about that and how it pertains to the Zika virus, which now, healthcare emergency in the state of Florida. We warned you. Got to be careful. Keep it here at The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation.
Welcome back. It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. Make sure you go to michaelsavage.com and pre-order Diseases Without Borders. I'm telling you, you'll be prepared when it comes, so we won't have to tell you I told you so, the Zika virus, and Dr. Savage will be talking in great depth about that tomorrow. Remember, he's got his PhD in epidemiology, nutrition, and sciences from University of California at Berkeley, so he's an expert on this type of stuff, unlike the talking heads on TV. Before we get back to your phone calls, there's a lot going on out there in the world. Aside from the election, which, by the way, don't get me wrong, I find it riveting. I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, just the fact that John Kasich has done 91 town halls in New Hampshire alone is fascinating. Follow the money. You know, the media not refusing to acknowledge Hillary Clinton's emails, the top secret sensitive emails there that are basically, as one intelligence officer said, a death sentence. That's a quote. It's a death sentence for those names if they should get out there. But we do have two generals who say that women should register for the draft. Two senior military leaders had said just yesterday that women should be required to register for the draft now that the Pentagon has opened all combat roles to them. I find this fascinating. I remember when I turned 18, I had to register for the draft. It's the law. You go to the post office, you fill out the form, and boom, you're registered for the draft. The thing I find weird about it is there is no draft. So what are you registering for? I understand it's for down the road. Should there be an emergency, national security emergency, you implement the draft, you have a database to go to. But everybody knows the draft isn't coming back, especially in this politically correct society that we live in. They call the draft some type of, disenfranchisement of everybody. They would say, they're drafting more blacks, they're drafting more Hispanics, then white privilege, you don't get drafted. Trust me, many people from all races, all religions have been drafted and have given their lives. So liberals can run around this country with their stupid rules for us, not stupid rules for them, and their political correctness. Remember, as I always say, political correctness is domestic terrorism. But I found it interesting. You have, draft has not been used since the Vietnam War. I think it went away around 1975. And, this would represent another shift in the military's, shift towards viewing men and women as equals. Now, women want to be equal, guys, you know this. Well, until they gotta go to combat or until the check comes. I've yet to have a woman hold the door for me. Although, I am very chivalrous. I grew up with three sisters and I attended an all-girls Catholic school. So, I understand, being nice to women, but I've yet to have a woman hold the door for me. Let's get back to the phones. Let's check in, line 6, KBET in Las Vegas. Ronald, I appreciate your patience. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. Thomas Jefferson, when he mentioned the Mohammedans in the bill establishing religious freedom, January 16, 1786, slavery was legal and lawful in the United States of America, and so it was necessary to include that in the document. Now, once our government outlawed slavery, then it needs a different kind of a review. All those religions and teachings that do not accept that slavery is not acceptable within the jurisdiction of the United States of America and still come here to encourage and promote slavery by whatever name you want to call it. Now, when the Mohammedans renounce slavery, then they will be in harmony with our Constitution as it now stands. Do you agree?
Say that last part again.
When their religious sects renounce slavery as an acceptable part of their lifestyle, then they will be compatible with the Constitution as it now stands, where slavery is not lawful.
That's only one part of it, Ronald. They have a lot more to renounce aside just from slavery. They've got a ton of things. The abuse of women is at the top of the list there. Honor killings is another one. Murder is still illegal. You're listening to Lupe here on The Savage Nation.
I think it could have been the debate. I think some people were disappointed that I didn't go in the debate. If I had it to do again, I would have done the exact same thing. And the reason is, you know why? Because I raised $6 million for the vets in 1 hour. So if I took a second place instead of a first place and could give the vets $6 million, I'll do that all day long.
Ah, there you go. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. That's the Donald Trump we know. That's the Donald Trump, candidate Trump, that we love. That was the one he came, I mean, coming back stronger than ever. Again, calling Cruz a fraud, saying he stole the election. He had said earlier, it was in the New York Post, that he thinks maybe not going to the debate was a mistake. But then he came back. He came back and realized, hey, call it spin, call it honesty. Either way, the vets are $6 million richer, while the Obama administration is trying to give away money that could be going to the vets to illegals that are coming in here, to radical Muslims that are coming in here trying to kill us. This is the type of stuff that will resonate with people. Welcome, folks. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage. As we head towards the home stretch, I stress Dr. Savage will be back tomorrow. You are definitely not going to want to miss the show. He's going to be talking about the Zika virus and how, it's going to get worse and how you can prevent yourself from getting it. We'll also be talking, get your copy at michaelsavage.com, Diseases Without Borders, Boosting Your Immunity Against Infectious Diseases from the Flu and the Measles to Tuberculosis. And again, Dr. Savage is the only talk show host in the nation who has a PhD in epidemiology and nutrition and sciences from the University of California at Berkeley. Need I say more? Be here or be square. playing that from Donald Trump. I do like it. I like that he's got his passion back. I would like that he didn't succumb to the snarky Hollywood types. I like that he didn't succumb to the media saying, oh, it's over, and this, that, and the other thing. He has three more events planned this week. They're going to be in big arenas. The only that's fine. If you could attract 10 or 20,000 people, more power to you. Who am I to say? I do wish, though, he'd go to a coffee shop or two. It would be nice if he went to a coffee shop, shook hands with a few people. People like that stuff. People like to see you right there and then. It goes a long way. But who can argue it? So far, he's doing great. Let's get back to the phones. Line 7, the great WJR. Dave, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm angry about Zika and Obama. Basically, I think Obama needs to protect us. He needs to, or we need to have some national policy where he gets up and says, if you're coming from a certain country into the United States as a tourist, whatever, you need to have a blood test with you, otherwise we're sending you back. Because this is, it's moved up into the possibility of a pandemic now that it's sexually transmitted.
And once it moves into STD territory, but Dave, I'll tell you what. Let's take it one step further and digress back to Dr. Savage's show from the other day, which you can find, by the way, on michaelsavage.com, where he called, not for a blood test, as you do, the banning of all people coming in from Zika-infested nations. I mean, I agree with that. I think that would be a great plan. That would definitely come. But Obama would never do that. They'd call it prejudice. They'd call it racist. They'd call it discriminatory. They'd call it disenfranchisement. So while your plan's pretty cool, I like the more radical approach. It's safer to do what Dr. Savage wanted to do, and just stop them all from coming. This Zika virus has been found in your nation. Yeah, come back another day. Check back with us when you get it under control. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's... I guess I'm just totally fed up with Obama, and I'm powerless. You know, you can't make him do anything. He's not doing his job. You know, the Ebola thing was the same exact thing. He just got damn lucky. You know,
did get lucky that it didn't spread, and you're right. He's not doing his job. He still thinks he's at Harvard, and he's a college professor, and he's lecturing the nation today on the phantom outburst of Islamophobia, which doesn't exist. You know, they say dissent is good, Dave, but with liberals, when you dissent against something that they like, oh, no, all of a sudden dissent is not good. If I want to look at radical Islam for the cancer it is on the United States and the rest of the world, I will. And I think however many Americans there are now, 320 million, give or take, if they want to use their freedom of speech and freedom of religion to, in their own minds, condemn a religion that is behind 99.9% of all of the terrorism in the world, we can, because it's the truth. If our illustrious president does not want to acknowledge radical Islam, well, that's his problem, because it's going to be part of his legacy, and he just looks like a fool, Dave.
Yeah.
All right, don't be frustrated. You do have power, though. It's called voting. It's called voting. Don't sell yourself short, and don't be your own worst critic, and don't be dejected. Look at Donald Trump, okay? You can vote for him, and that's a vote against, that's a vote for what I think would be a great president, and a vote against Hillary, which would be a disaster, which would almost make Obama look good. So don't say you don't have power. Don't underestimate the power of voting. People have died for our right to vote. And never sell yourself short. I know it's frustrating, but look, you just called up one of the top talk shows in the nation, and your voice was heard. And maybe it'll inspire other people. But go check out michaelsavage.com, and you'll see where he calls for people from Zika-infested nations not to be allowed into the United States. Tom in San Francisco, Line 8, KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, thank you. You know, Obama had a chance, an opportunity at that talk at the mosque to lecture the imams on the dangers and the horrible aspects of Sharia law and ask them for their support in helping to report people they're suspicious of. He doesn't touch that subject because I think to him he has so much anger toward us that the most dangerous people in the world to him are the backbone of America, the conservatives of America, We are worse. The fact that he would sit down, he talked about fringe groups, but he sits down with fringe countries like Iran, and you can't say anything more. You know, him and Kerry can't.
Oh, that horrible deal, Tom, that horrible embarrassment of a Secretary of State, John Kerry, making that embarrassing deal that funds terrorism to the number one state sponsor of terrorism in Iran. It is truly amazing. But here's the deal, Tom. Here's what nobody in the press wants to talk about. Obama was raised white. Okay? Obama has benefited from what liberals call white privilege. Obama, although he may look darker in tone, is white. Okay? He was raised by his white grandparents in Kansas, the whitey white state of Kansas. He was raised by his white grandparents again, in Hawaii back and forth in later years. He was educated white. He speaks white. His whole background, the foundation of his whole existence is white, Tom. He's whiter than you and me put together. And he's always on the wrong side of race issues. He's always on the wrong side of the terrorist. Well, he can't be on the wrong side of the terrorist issue because he refuses to acknowledge it. Imagine, Tom, you got to make things personal with people. Imagine what Sharia law would do to Obama's daughters. You think he'd like that?
You know, I think the problem is if you look at his being raised partly in Indonesia, you look at how he was raised with, you know, the husband, the father that skipped out and the mother that hippy dippy. A lot of his characteristics of his childhood, unfortunately, are shared by some of the major tyrants of our history. As Dr. Savage says, look at his eyes. It's amazing that our country has had the constraints to prevent what he said, and he's admitted in the past that he wishes democracy is a problem for him. He wishes he could just wave a wand more. He tries as much as he could, but I think we don't understand. I think Dr. Savage understands the pathology of this man's mind is beyond the comprehension of most Americans.
I agree. Well said, Tom. Thank you. From San Francisco and our affiliate there, Dr. Savage's affiliate, KSFO. Got a few minutes left. Let's get from the home state of Rand Paul, who dropped out of the race today, line two, Robert on WVLK. Welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Doing great, sir. How about yourself?
I am doing fine. Thanks for taking the time. Rand Paul's gone. How's it resonating at home?
Well, he's got a formidable candidate, I guess, was Mayor Gray, but I think he'll succeed. I think he does great things for the state, and I really like the guy. So I wouldn't have voted for him, but I like a lot of what he stands up for. I'm a Trump guy, and
okay, listen, Robert, one second. That's fair. I think that's fair, and that's classy of you. Is that okay? You like Rand Paul for what he does in your home state of Kentucky, where you're listening on WVLK, but you wouldn't vote for him for president. Say, some people are good at some jobs, but not well suited for other jobs. I think that's fair.
I don't think he'd ever get elected. I just, even though I share most of his views, I'm just a Trump guy. I think everybody's just fed up with it. And I'm seeing it more and more. People I'm talking to are saying it more and more. But some people are disenfranchised because if you're really up to speed on voting and you really understand the process, a lot of people I'm talking to are saying, hey, why should I vote the way the electorate's set up? You know, my vote doesn't count. And I think, you know, people like yourself, Dr. Savage, we've just got to keep boosting people up. Your vote does matter. It does count. It sends a message. You know, I wish I could kick them all out on their ear because there's not many of them, you know, Rand Paul being one of the good ones, but gosh, it just seems like the bulk of them are just garbage. I mean, it just...
They are. Well, and you know, if you heard the dejection in the previous caller's voice, you know, he feels powerless. There's a lot of people out there, but you can't succumb to that. I mean, you know, the media is not going to report. Look at the black community in America. Look at all of urban areas. Black unemployment is higher than unemployment for everybody. That's not because of white privilege. It's because Obama's economy is horrible. Blacks are worse off in every category since Obama came into office. He has not done anything for them. And being that I'm a radio geek, Robert, I can tell you that for the 2008 campaign, Obama did not spend one cent on black radio. Why? He didn't have to. He got 98% of the vote. So that kind of, to me, epitomizes what was to come for the black community from this so, quote-unquote, historic first black president who happens to be biracial. What it comes down to is, I'm not buying radio from you for my campaign. I'm not going to help you. Black unemployment is up. The black murder rate is up. The unwed mothers having babies in the black community is up. Deaths from drugs, up, up, up. Every negative category in the black community is up under Obama. Is that my fault, Robert? Is that your fault? It's his fault.
No, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you from a perspective of a small business owner, I started a small machining manufacturing shop, and with Obamacare, it wiped out our insurance. I lost a lot of good employees because I couldn't compete with the bigger factories. It just crushed us. I mean, it's just, we feel like we're fighting uphill the whole time.
Hey, one, two.
The government just doesn't have our back.
Two quick things, Robert. Two quick things. One, Rand Paul wouldn't never get elected because I like some of the things he says, but he's just not likable, and it is a popularity contest. The second thing, Republicans on the Hill, that stupid that they are, tried to repeal Obamacare again. You just mentioned it with your small business. I'm sorry about that. There's 17, folks, seven, and Robert, 17 million people have signed up for Obamacare. That's Obama administration's numbers. Of those 17 million people, approximately half of them are people who had insurance and doctors that they wanted to keep that were kicked off the rolls because of Obamacare. That leaves us with about 8 or 9 million people who have signed up for Obamacare that were previously without health care insurance. We were sold a bill of goods that 52 million people would come in droves because they didn't have health insurance. Where are they? Where are they? Where, you know, where 43 million people who didn't have health care are missing. It was all a fraud. It was all a scam. Now the insurance companies are double dipping. But, Robert, I hope your business can come back. I'm sorry you're going through that. But a lot of people, unfortunately, are in your shoes. I'm kind of in it. I'm kind of in it, in a sense. But I do appreciate your call. We'll take a quick break. Lou Pate here with you on the home of Diseases Without Borders, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.